Radio worth listening to.
Hi, it's Dr. Oz, inviting you to join me for your daily dose with Dr. Oz. I want to make sure you're informed. The number one weapon against illness is wellness. That's my daily mission.
Weekdays at 1:30 on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere. If you're in college, you yourself or your child or is going there sooner, just in high school, you might need to learn how to study just a little bit better and just a little bit different. I want to welcome Ashish Rang. I will not even try to say this last name, Rangnekar, I think, CEO of Bench Prep, and he's going to tell us about Bench Prep and also why we need to change our study habits immediately. And I want to welcome Ashish to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Why do we have to change our study habits? I mean, we can't do what we always did and sit up all night and have these big all-nighters and, you know, just drink lots of coffee and listen to music and study. Does that not work anymore?
Absolutely not. In fact, the three that you just called out are the worst of the culprits. So we should stop doing that right now. But, I mean, at a high level, right now there are about 10 million students in high school and college going back to schools and classrooms. And unfortunately, majority of them have study habits that they have inherited or have been told work. But now we actually have research and documented data to show that they don't. And I'll give you one of my best examples or my favorite examples. Highlighting a textbook.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone tells you that the best way to read or to grasp a concept is take your fancy neon highlighter and then just color the entire book up.
Absolutely. Done it many times.
It
doesn't work that way. Why doesn't it work? I mean, many people think that really does work. I've taught my daughter to do that often. So why does that not work?
So the biggest thing is that what you need in terms of reinforcement is to be able to not just go back and reread the concept or find the concept in a book, but you need to quiz yourself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to do something so that you are actually trying to remember the concept again. And the best way to do it is either take a small quiz, or even better is not look at the highlighted part and actually rewrite the concept. Create an outline or kind of, you know, write some bullet points. Highlighting is really effective if you just want to find what you highlighted somewhere in the book. But in terms of actually learning the concept, it's documented that it doesn't do any good.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense. So what you're saying is really to learn it, not just kind of memorize it and regurgitate it and then forget it. What you're trying to do is remember it. So doing a little quiz or doing something, when you write things down, I think you do remember better, right?
That is absolutely true. And, you know, and in terms of writing down, one of the things that students don't do, it's a bad habit, but very easily can turn into a good habit, is making an outline.
Uh-huh.
It is so important to start your study session with making an outline of what exactly you want to achieve today. And as you are actually going through the lesson or the concept or the chapter, keep making outlines of what you are studying. That kind of reinforcement of actually kind of writing it down is the best way to study.
Okay, well, that makes sense as well. So before you actually write a paper, do an outline. Before you really sit down to study, do an outline of what you want to study, what you need to study, and what you need to learn from it. Is that the kind
exactly.
of outline we're talking about?
Yes, and it helps you organize your thought. It helps you be very efficient about the time. And then on the other side, when you actually create an outline of, or you know, actually jot down what you learned,
mm-hmm.
That helps in the reinforcement part as well.
I see. And music, we're going to get rid of the music when we're studying? I mean,
yeah,
even classical? I mean, I always thought classical music was really great for studying.
That's an unfortunate one. In fact, you know, I've been a culprit of that. I mean, I've been doing that as well. Even with the classical music, the notes and the rhythms go up and down.
Mm.
And as they are going up and down, your level of concentration goes up and down as well. And you are way better off working in perfect silence or, you know, maybe some kind of white noise that is very consistent. Any kind of inconsistency does not help.
Uh-huh. You know, there's this website that is, I think it's called Connectivity, I'm not quite sure, that's the background of a Starbucks type of place. And they say that really helps you study. I have listened to that, and it's not so bad. I'm not sure it helps you study, but it certainly makes you feel, if you're working alone, that there's people around, and sometimes that can be helpful. Tell us about Bench Prep, your company.
Sure. So we are an education technology company, mm-hmm. and we create these adaptive and personalized online courses that help students study for standardized tests anytime, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when we create courses, we work with world's best educational publishers like McGraw-Hill, Pearson, and Princeton Review. And we deliver these courses across multiple devices. So a student can study on their computer, on their iPhone, iPad, Android tablet, anytime, anywhere.
Do students do that? Do they study on things like their iPhones as opposed to just opening a book?
Oh, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
80% of our students, and we have 500,000 students who have used Bench Prep. 80% of them have used it on a mobile device.
Wow. Okay. Times are certainly different than they were when we were all back in school. So you're seeing a real score improvement on this. So if parents are concerned, can parents just do it, or is this just for schools or organizations? Can an individual call or go on to benchprep.com and take a look?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, students buy it from us. Parents are buying Bench Prep courses for their kids. In fact, for parents, we also have a dashboard that will give access to information like, you know, when is their kid signing up, and how much activity have they done, or what is their score improvement week over week, month over month. So we definitely work very closely with students and parents as we do with school districts.
So when they get there, they'll learn all these new study habits, right? All these things to avoid and the things to adopt, because obviously if you don't have good study habits, regardless of where you get your information, you're not going to be so great at it, right?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we have built a very solid platform, and each one of these study habits is very much baked into every little feature that we provide at Bench Prep. So it's a good place to get into the right study habit mode.
Yeah, no, it really is, and it's good to start young. How long has Bench Prep been up and around?
So I started the company about 3.5 years ago, mm-hmm. when I was a student myself. I was doing my MBA, and I started then. And then we launched the platform in 2011. So it has been kind of open for business for students and parents and schools since July of 2011.
All right. Well, it's doing well. So I congratulate you on doing that. That was a great thing. You learned in business school how to start a business and then share it with others. Give everyone again the website.
So we are at benchprep.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and everybody, if you're in the car, as I said earlier, anything on Shannon's Corner is always on the website, which you can get through WTBQ. Just go to WTBQ, click on Shannon's Corner, and we have a hot link to benchprep.com. Ashish, you can say your name better than I did. How do you say your name?
No, you did actually really good. That was really good. My name is Ashish Rangnekar.
Okay, just like it's written, pretty much, if I can say it,
yep.
Ashish Rangnekar. Okay, thank you so much, and congratulations on your business, and thanks for sharing with us. Again, it is benchprep.com. Everybody can go there. And if you're a student, a parent, if you're a school, whatever, if you need this, go there and find out all the information. Everything is there you need. Again, thank you for joining us today and sharing your company with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for listening. And as I keep saying, if you just wanted to know what we talked about, if you're in the car and you forget it, just go on shannonscorner.com and everything is there. And there's a hot link always to our guest. And there's always a podcast that you can listen to if you miss the show or want to hear it again. Thank you for listening to WTBQ and Shannon's Corner. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.